"For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans for welfare and not for evil, to give you a future and a hope." Jeremiah 29:11. This is one of those verses we often look to when we feel to be that we're facing hard times. We look at verses such as this and believe God will never let us suffer. In fact, doesn't this verse indicate that God will help us to prosper? So, is this what this verse is actually telling us, or is it something more? Is this even a promise that is universal that can be applied to all believers, or was it given to just a specific group or person? See, when we look at verse 10 of Jeremiah 29, we see that this promise was actually given to the Israelites that were going through the Babylonian exile. This promise was made to them so that after being in exile for 70 years and then being allowed to return to the promised land. And through the prophet Jeremiah, God was actually telling the Israelites that no matter how it may seem, he was not done with them. There would always be a remnant, as he had plans for salvation to come through them, specifically through the line of David. So back to this verse. Does this verse have any application to us today? Because, it's one of those verses we often see quoted and used. And, well, we can still gain some insight and value from it. The problem is when we start to put our desires into the meaning of this verse. Because as a believer sealed by the Holy Spirit, we can actually apply this promise to us. But again, the problem is when we use our desires and understanding and our understanding for what our welfare is into the verse. Usually when we think of our welfare, we want it to often mean that we'll be financially stable, never face any hardships, never suffer in any way. But the welfare that is being talked about in this verse is something completely different from the material. It's our spiritual welfare. It is our salvation and restored relationship with God. That is the welfare that is being talked about within this verse, as it applies to believers today. Basically, it is the offer of everlasting life provided to us through the sacrifice of Christ on the cross. So you see, our future and hope is not something in the here and now that we can use this verse to apply to, but rather it is in our spending eternity in the presence of God.